If you tonight, if you'd turn with us to John's Gospel, chapter number 20, if you'd stand, we'll honor the reading of the Word of God tonight. Appreciate the good day in the Lord's house. I appreciate the stirring of the Holy Ghost this evening. John's Gospel, chapter number 20, verse number 19. If you're there in your Bible, say amen. For the Bible said, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we've seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, put my finger in the print of the nails, thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, stood in the midst, and said, peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands. Reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. Be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Thank you for standing tonight of honoring the reading of the Word of God. Father, we love you. We thank you for the good day that you've allowed us. We thank you for the good day that you've entrusted us with to worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you for this fine family that has sung tonight and ministered to our hearts. Thank you for their life and the ministry that you place upon them and in them. I thank you, God, how good you've been to our church today. Now, Lord, I stand as a needy preacher tonight. I pray you touch me, use me to be a blessing. Do that of only what you, our great God, can do this evening. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask you, amen and amen. I want to preach a little while tonight out of John's Gospel, chapter number 20. Where Jesus said in verse number 20, when he so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. I will preach on this simple subject, on his nail-scarred hands. His nail-scarred hands. I want you to notice in verse 27, first of all, these hands are hands of identifying. Aren't you glad that Jesus showed himself alive? Aren't you glad that Jesus not only got out of the grave, but he stayed out of the grave? The Bible says they are hands of identity. Now, in verse number 27, you'll notice these hands as he showed Thomas his hands. You'll notice that it identified that he lives. I'm glad that the grave did not hold him. He showed unto them his hands and his side. I'm reminded tonight, in Romans chapter number 6, you'll see in verse number 9, it shows that he lives. Here Paul's writing, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Now, these hands identify that he lives. Then, number 2, these hands identify that he loves. I'm glad He loved us. You say, preacher, how do you know He loved us? Because He went to Calvary's cross and there He died for us. In 1 John 3:16, the Bible says, hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Tonight they are hands of identifying. They identify He lives. They identify that He loves. You that have had parents that have labored and stood for the things that are right. As I studied this message this evening, I began to think about my dad in his coffin. As I passed by, I'll never forget the hands of my dad that showed the scars that he had bore, because he loved me and he worked hard for me and he protected for me. But I come to tell you tonight, friend, there's scars on our Savior's hands like no other scars tonight. Oh, it shows that he lives, but it shows that he loves. He loved us because he went to Calvary's cross. There they did not take his life, but he gave his life because he loves you and he loves me tonight. I'm glad these nail-scarred hands, they identify that He lives. We have a God like nobody else has a God. People praying to Buddha and Confucius all around this country. But they're praying to a God that is dead, that the grave has held them. But not our God tonight. My friend at Calvary, when he cried, "It is finished." Aren't you glad he didn't say that he was finished? But it is finished. He had paid the price for you, young person. Old person, he paid the price for you. Oh, it identifies he lives. It identifies he loves. But in verse 28, you'll notice that it identifies that he is Lord. Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." You know, Thomas had lame excuses. He wasn't there that Sunday night. Thomas had limited experiences. Thomas had little expectations. He said, "Well, I ain't nothing going to happen at church tonight." Said it'd be the same old routine. "You ought to send me a tape for the PM service. But honey, what's went on around here tonight? A tape will not hold it. Can I tell you, you'll never take place of gathering together and worshiping our God tonight." I say, glory. I'm glad He's Lord. I'm glad He's my God. And these scarred hands, they identify that He lives, that He loves. And He is Lord tonight. He is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And there's nobody like Him tonight. And I praise His holy name. These nail-scarred hands, they are hands of identity. Secondly, they were hands of innocency. Can I tell you, He was the spotless Lamb. Somebody said He could have sinned. No, He couldn't sin, for He was a God-man. He was God manifested in the flesh. God cannot even look upon sin tonight. He never had an evil thought. He never had an unkind word. But yet He was a man, meek and lowly, but He stood His ground. He took a whip and He run Him out of the temple and He cleaned out the Father's house. If there's ever been a day and an hour when God needs to turn some tables over, it is in this day and in this hour. Oh my, there are hands of innocence tonight. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21. You'll notice what the Bible says. "For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow His steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in His mouth, who when He was reviled, reviled not again. When He suffered, He threatened not, but committed Himself to Him that judgeth righteously, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed." They were hands of innocency. Notice He was innocent in His walk. There's nobody never walked like Jesus.
Can I tell you that the winds and the waves didn't bother His walk? Hey, we need to walk like Christ. As Peter got out of ship to go to Jesus, he said, "Lord, if it be Thou, bid me to come to You on the water." And Jesus said the most encouraging words in our Bible. There He said, "Come." Isn't it amazing that as He was walking to go to Jesus, the storms got up, but Jesus never said another word to Peter. Can I tell you, when the Lord done something, when He cried and said, "Lord, save me," you say, "Brother Ken, why didn't the Lord say something to Peter out there?" Honey, I'm going to tell you why He didn't say nothing out there. Because Peter done heard all the word he needed back there. And if God will give you a word back under, it'll work when you're going toward Him out yonder. Just be sure that God's give you a word back yonder. I say, glory to God. There's nobody walk like He walked. He was innocent. He was the harmless Lamb of God. And oh, these nail-scarred hands remind me not only of His identity, but of His innocence. He was innocent in His walk. He was innocent in His work. In verse 22, "Who did no sin, neither was guile found in His mouth." Verse 23, "He was innocent in His words. Who when He was reviled, He reviled not again." We need to be more like Jesus. When somebody talks about us, we ought to say, "Bless Him, Lord. Bless Him real good, God." I can tell you, when you're walking close to God, when you can pray for your enemies tonight, not try to reach up on a truck seat, pull out a ball bat and put them in the glory. Amen. But when you can pray for them, pray for those that despitefully use you. In so doing, you shall heap coals of fire upon their head. There's been nobody walk like Jesus. There's been nobody talk like Jesus. There's been nobody that's ever walked through this world like He walked. And I say, His nail-scarred hands remind me tonight of His identity, but they remind me of His innocency. Christ was the holy, harmless Lamb of God. Number three, these nail-scarred hands are hands of identity. They are hands of innocency, but they're also hands of intercession. You see, in Romans 8 and 34, watch your Bible. Won't preach much longer. Watch your Bible now. Romans 8. And 34. Romans 8, verse number 34. The Bible said, I'm going to give you time to get there. Romans 8, 34. Hands of intercession. Who is He that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yeah, rather that is risen again. Watch your Bible. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. They're hands of intercession. I want to say tonight that Jesus sits by God by right. He's the only begotten of God. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Folks, if there's ever been a time that I've got preaching in my heart, it is tonight. You know, one of the greatest things that's happened to me at this church in the last 3 weeks was in Bible school when I seen 90-something young'uns march in this church and sit down in these pews. Brother Mike alluded to it tonight. He said, "Pastor, I don't understand why mom and daddies won't bring their children to hear the sound of the gospel." If there's ever been a day and an hour when we need to be preaching about those nailed scar hands, it is tonight. I'm glad one day that nailed scar hand reached down to where I was and lifted me up, set my feet on a solid rock. I sure am glad He's the only begotten Son of God. You see, He sits there by right. He's making intercession for me and you. He's sitting there by relationship. He's close to God. And then I want to say thirdly tonight that He sits there by reason. 1 Timothy 2. Watch your Bible. 1 Timothy 2, verse number 3. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Now watch your Bible. Who will have all men to be saved? And if a man's preaching any other gospel, he's not preaching the gospel. And come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God. And one mediator between God and man. The man. Christ Jesus. Who gave Himself, watch, a ransom for all. Hey, look at your preacher just a minute. I'm about done preaching. He died for you. I'd always heard about Christ as a little boy. But I'll be honest with you. I never realized what He'd done for me. Till after I accepted Him, I knew I was lost on my way to hell. I called upon Him by faith one morning. I simply said, Lord, save me. And He saved me. But until I've studied this Word of God and really realized, you know, let me give you this thought tonight. We're done. Think about what I've just said. God must have really wanted to know you to give us His Son. There's one way to the gate tonight. That's by God's Son. He sits there by reason. What's the reason, Pastor? He's the go-between. Between man and God. If you'll reach out to faith to Christ, He'll bring you to God tonight. For what He done for you on a cross. That cross didn't save you. The man on that cross saved you. There have been a lot of crosses. There's only one spotless Lamb that gave His life. Shed His blood. Tonight, these nail-scarred hands. Miss Sherry, I want her to come tonight. These nail-scarred hands, they're hands of identity. They're hands of innocence. They're hands of intercession. Brother Josh, they're hands of inspiration. The Bible said they were glad when they saw the Lord. Does it do your heart good when you see God move in our service? Then they were glad. Something rose up in their heart when they saw the Lord. Church, tonight, I pin this down. His hands are with us. His hands are on us. John 10 said, no man shall pluck them out of my Father's hand. His hands are for us. You say, where do you get that, preacher? His hands is for us. Acts 7, Brother David. Stephen was preaching. That religious crowd didn't like preaching. He got to tell them about Jesus who went to Calvary. He got up out of the grave. The Bible said they began to gnash upon Him with their teeth and started throwing rocks at old Stephen. And what the Bible said, he looked up. You know what the Lord done? First place you found it in your Bible, the Lord stood up. I'm glad His hand is for us. I sure am glad. I wonder if you've done anything lately that might get Him at His feet. Oh, my goodness. Church, He's been good to us. Stephen looked up. Saw the Lord standing on the right hand of God. He's not moved tonight. Aren't you glad we've got a God that can't be moved?
Nebuchadnezzar set up an image. Told Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, come to the party. He said, we ain't coming to your party. He said, why ain't you coming? He said, oh, that God you set up, he can be moved. Our God can't be moved tonight. But I tell you, lastly, I want to open this altar especially for you tonight if you're here lost and need to be saved. They're not only hands of inspiration, but lastly, they are hands of invitation. Jesus in Revelation 3 is knocking on the door. You'll find in Revelation 22, it said, if any man hear, let him come. Let him come. Aren't you glad those nail-scarred hands bled for you? Bled for me. I'd like to open this altar tonight.